This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yeah, movie theaters are closed, but there is plenty of drama going on behind those darkened screens. Universal, the studio behind, to name just a couple, the Minions franchise and all those Jurassic Parks, is in a fight with some of the biggest theater chains in this country, AMC and Regal by name. It's a coronavirus twist on a really old Hollywood debate. When things get back to normal, are you still going to have to go see a movie in a multiplex before you can watch it at home? Marketplace's Jasmine Garst covers this screen economy for us.
It all started with a bunch of trolls, the animated kind. The way it usually works is movie theaters play films for a few months. After, you can rent that movie online. But COVID-19 shut movie theaters down. Studios pushed some movies straight to streaming, like Universal's Trolls World Tour. And it reportedly made over $100 million, a hit. With millions of Americans quarantining with their kids, of course they paid $20 to rent Trolls, says Mike Hodel, an analyst with Morningstar.
But I do think it gives the studio some increased confidence that they can evolve how they go to market over time.
Confidence enough for Universal to talk about a future where movies may get released in theaters and online at the same time. Movie chains were not happy about that, so AMC retaliated by banning all Universal movies from its chain. Regal said it would only show movies that are big screen exclusives. None of the companies replied to our request for comment. Studios get a bigger cut from digital releases than in-person tickets, so losing out on a family's worth of box office sales may still make sense for studios like Universal. But University of Miami marketing professor Arun Sharma says,
there are lots of folks who love to take their families to theaters, especially for movies which will have large audiences.
Like Universal's now postponed Fast and Furious 9. People who love seeing Vin Diesel's muscles in IMAX 3D can't do that at home. Sean Robbins is an analyst with Box Office Pro.
You know, post-Great Depression, movie theaters rebounded. Post-stock market crashes in the last few decades, movie theaters rebounded. I think that really is expectation.
Because after months stuck at home streaming, that big screen might look more appealing than ever. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.